This weekend, Jim Valvano becomes a Hall of Famer. In the eyes of many, this should have happened a while ago. 346 wins over his career. Doesn't exactly scream Hall of Fame college basketball coach. But I wonder if there aren't a lot of other factors that put Jim Valvano in the Hall of Fame. Tim Peeler, NC State athletics historian. Nobody knows more about Pac athletics than Mr. at Pac Tim Peeler on X. And he joins us on the Adam Gold Show before you head to Springfield for the Hall of Fame ceremonies. This is cool. John Calipari is presenting Valvano. Did I miss something?
I have no idea where that came from or how that happened, but, you know, in the end, does it matter who introduces you as long as you get put in?
That is a very good point. I remember Chris Rock at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame putting in the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who I don't even like. But that was just very interesting. Like, really? Chris Rock is presenting the Red Hot Chili Peppers? All right, Tim Peeler. How do you sum up a Hall of... You only won 209 games. I'm not knocking 209 games. 209 wins at NC State. He won a national championship, obviously. He went to the tournament, 8 years in a row? Or not 8 years in a row. Postseason, 8 years in a row. 7 out of 8 years.
Right.
How do you sum up a Hall of Fame career of Jim Valvano?
So let's make it perfectly clear that Jim Valvano is not going in for his coaching. He's not going in for his play as a 6'0" guard at Rutgers, leading, you know, his team to the NIT semifinals, I believe, in 1967. He's not going in for any of those things. He is going, and he's not going in for his career as an athletics director at both Iona and
okay,
NC State.
Right.
What he's going in for is the totality of the things that he did as a coach, as a broadcaster, and then most significantly in the last 30 years, as the namesake for the Jimmy V Foundation, or the V Foundation, which has done as much as any organization to carry the fight for finding a cure for cancer, as much as any other in the country, and being the model for what a foundation created by a sports figure can do. And, you know, that it is the totality of what he did and who he has inspired through things like the ESPN 30 for 30 mm-hmm. that Derek Wittenberg helped put together, and the books that have come out, including one that I wrote, talking about the 1983 season and about Valvano through the years. There's a whole lot going on with his being inducted, which is the most perfect thing that could happen for Valvano, because he was never, even when he was just a coach, he was never just a coach.
Right.
He was a businessman. He was a motivational speaker. He was somebody who dabbled in a little bit of everything. And that's why I think his induction into the Hall of Fame is actually perfect as a contributor more than anything else.
Tim Peeler is joining us. NC State historian Jim Valvano goes into the Hall of Fame. I know it was argued the other way, but I'll just draw this comparison. There's no way you can convince me that John Madden is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for 10 years of a coaching career and one Super Bowl, and that's it. It seems to me that Madden was buoyed not only by his broadcasting career, but also the fact that his name was on that video game and still is on the video game. I think it is in the total package. And, I mean, Jim was also a pretty good broadcaster back in the day.
He was an excellent broadcaster, because the only thing you have to do as a broadcaster, and you know this, is talk, right?
Well, sometimes you have to think.
Whatever comes to the top of your head.
Sometimes you have to think, Tim.
Well, you know, you think, you cry, you laugh. You've done a pretty good day.
Oh, very nice.
Right?
They're very, very nice. Spoken like a true writer. No respect at all for those of us who have to do this for 3 hours a day. Tim Peeler is joining us here. So what are you expecting out of this ceremony? Because, his impact, I don't know if you did the pie chart. Jim Valvano's impact is probably just a quarter basketball.
Right. I mean, again, that's perfect for Jim Valvano because he was always more than just a basketball coach. He always wanted to be more than just a basketball coach. He was a locker room philosopher, yep. A press room presence that always had something to add. I mean, it's like when you get Mike Krzyzewski on a roll talking about basketball in a philosophical sense, not about, hey, you guys really seem to take off when you switch to a, right. a different man-to-man defense, mm-hmm. or whatever. You know, when you're not talking about the daily aspects of the game, Jim Valvano was really, really good at talking about the overall aspects of the game, talking about, free throw strategies and the rule changes that came after the 83 championship because he used free throws so much. Which is why we now, they created Valvano rules because of that. He thought about all those things. He knew how to exploit those kinds of things. That's what made him a great coach.
Tim Peeler, enjoy Springfield, sir. This is going to be a lot of fun, I think, for...
This is a really cool thing right here. The last time I went to Springfield was to cover NC State playing Navy in the old Peach Basket Tip-Off Classic, and... the MVP of that game was a really skinny little kid who had not played at all, but his name was Vinny Del Negro, who was from Springfield, Massachusetts. The reason that Valvano was going into the Hall of Fame is a big push from Vinny Del Negro, who is now a member of the board of directors of the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame.
That is fantastic. Did David Robinson play in that game?
He did. And he,
that's why Navy played in it, I would imagine.
Yes, it was. It was right after Sports Illustrated came out with him in his midshipman uniform at 6'11". I just saw that a poster of that up in Annapolis last week.
All right, well, enjoy the ceremony, and I will talk to you very soon. That is Tim Peeler, at Pac Tim Peeler on X. He is the foremost NC State sports historian on planet Earth. What was the name of that book on the 83 team? What happened in 83 again?
I believe NC State advanced pretty far in the NCAA tournament.
Okay.
And the book, if you can find it, is called When March Went Mad, which is a celebration of the 1982-83 NC State national championship.
I have it on my shelf. Tim Peeler, you are a gentleman. I will talk to you very soon.
Thanks. I appreciate it very much.
It's Tim Peeler as... deeply rooted and knowledgeable about NC State sports as any human being walking. And look, I think it's very cool. And again, I said this before, and I referenced it in the conversation with Tim.
Alarm. Take MitoQ. Run, shower, breakfast, kids to school, work time, home time, dinner time, fun time, bedtime. Whew. When you're leading a full life, MitoQ can make all the difference. MitoQ is a science-based cell health supplement that helps your trillions of cells generate renewable daily energy. Because energy is renewable. Time is not. Discover more at MitoQ.com. That's MitoQ.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, Phil Swift here for new Flex Super Glue. What's truly amazing is that our Flex Super Glue is so strong that just one drop virtually welds itself to the surface and can lift over 3 tons. Forget those old super glues. Get the one that's new, Flex Super Glue. Go to flexsealproducts.com/3-ton-lift to learn more about how one drop lifted 3 tons. For demonstration purposes only.
John Madden, we could sit here all day long and say John Madden's in the Hall of Fame because he was a great NFL coach. I mean, he did average, I think, 10 wins a year, which at that time, they, I believe, more than half of his career, maybe all of it, I think it was more than half, was spent in a 14-game NFL season. So if you average 10 wins a year, we're talking about 10-4. Nobody's saying that John Madden wasn't a great coach. But he only won one Super Bowl. So it's hard for me to believe that John Madden with one Super Bowl and 10 years as an NFL head coach is in the Hall of Fame for that. I think he's in the Hall of Fame for the total body of work, which also means his legendary career as an analyst. And the video game has something to do with it, right? So, Valvano, the total package. The show, if you will. But congratulations to the Valvano family. Why is that hard to say? I'm not
a lot of V's.
Not entirely
sure. I understand
that. That is true.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo Taking Release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.